שלום לכם, תודה שאתם איתנו כאן בחיים הדרך.
Hello, thank you for being with us in the series of shows with Rav Dr. Michael Leitman. Hello, Rav Leitman. Hello, Nitza. And today in New Life, we want to understand where we came from and where are we going. We want to expand our vision to understand what are these new lives ahead of us, when we will improve all our relationships around us, in the workplace, in our family, in general environment that we live in. To understand it better, we want to understand before how past generations developed. What revolutions did we go through to see what's ahead of us maybe? It's a journey. Nitza, won't you start things up? Well, we want to look and examine the big revolutions in human history as that we've gone through as a society, and to examine them in a new angle. Undoubtedly, the science of these revolutions is very interesting, and we can separate it to different categories, but we'll do it simply. The simplest way is that the definition of a revolution is some kind of process that mankind went through and that changed the order of the world, changed the social ladder. Usually it also changed whoever ruled the area, whoever was in control. And usually it didn't stay in the boundaries of where the revolution started, but it expanded across the world. In these categories, we can split into basically the first revolution, which was the language revolution, the fact that people started talking to each other. Then there was the agriculture revolution. And afterwards, there was more of ideology involved in the revolution, politics. Apart from that, you have the industrial revolution, information revolution. Everything develops side by side throughout history. And when we look now in our times, we can't ask the question when we see things around us, seeing where things are going, what's happening around the world. And we have to ask ourselves, what's going on here? Where are we going? What's ahead of us? And before we want to take that next step and understand what's in the future, where are we continuing, I want to have an overview on what we had up until today. And maybe understand our point in present time and where we are heading. So the first question, what is this? What is revolution? What is this phenomenon? Why does it occur? It occurs because people, most of people in a certain generation, cannot tolerate anymore the kind of relationships between them. Then they have to stand up and change things. Here, of course, we can view it in a simple manner, like historians learn it, and we can view it from nature's side, how society develops through an inner engine inside of it, and that it must advance. There's a certain pace, there's stages that they must go through, like we see in a plant, or in animals, or in people. Same thing we have in social life. And this is how mankind goes through these stages of still vegetative, animate, and speaking. In general, you can say the society, not in ancient times, there was no society then, there was just a family. There was no need to talk because everything was understood. The connection was like between animals, meaning there was no separation between them. that they had to communicate above this distance or disconnection. Connecting above this connection, this is called social life. This means a society starts from there. There is an egoistic urge in every person to enjoy and receive pleasure at the expense of others. And he needs a new relationship with the environment. He understands it's comfortable for him, convenient for him to use the others, and others feel the same, so they set up a relationship. This could be an owner and a slave, or owner and his worker. This could be between two free people that are not connected, and so on. It's not relatives, which are naturally similar and close, like the same tribe, the same family. We're talking something above family. That is why it was needed to develop a language. Development of a language, this is connected to humans. That's why we call it the speaking degree. We will speak about that later, about the speaking degree, but people developed so much that they needed a mutual connection to the extent that they discovered writings. Writing is something that is a part of humans only, because language, you can say maybe animals and even plants have through sense of smell, spreading their smells across. And we have a lot of connections in still vegetative, animate, a lot of different connections which we don't know about, but never mind that. But writing is something very special that's typical only to humans. It's not a language, it's what rises a person above time. Above time, because through writings, I can send something to the next generation. And also to read what previous generations left. And that is why writing is a real revolution. And language, not the speaking language, but the writing language, especially. It is said that the writing is a power, very strong power, because it works above amounts of people, above time. I don't give it from generation to generation when I speak it. I don't know how it will get to someone, but if I write, I write it, and if someone reads it, he's the reader. And up until this day, all our connections are built upon writings. Giving out information from place to place, across great distances. There's no limit. It's from generation to generation, a person to himself, to others, and so on. It was a true revolution that left, up until this day, its mark. And all the rest, we need to understand. Because humanity is just the desire to enjoy for pleasure, which is called desire to receive. This desire and will to receive is rising, is becoming clearer and burning more and more. And in accordance with that, we advance.
כדאי, אפשר לעשות את
We can research all human history through Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet of development, but the basic thing in these developments is the fact that they are different in quantity and quality. These 5 degrees, basically 4 degrees, because the first one we counted as already present. So these 4 degrees, up until the 5th final degree, these are the development stages of humanity where they discover the will to receive, to enjoy life, to feel alive. This feeling that we have to control the world. We have to rule above nature as much as we can. Rise above all our limitations that we have from nature. Let's say I live this and that years. How do I contact above my years of living? Also before me and after me, we are restricted in a place. We can't see to great distances or hear to great distance. How do we rise above that? So above time, above place, that's the first thing. We are limited in the fact that we can't surpass all billions of people, so we always complete nature in our egoistic desire. We want to be above everything, above all natural restrictions that there is. That's why we need to see and view these revolutions and all these stages. It's a simple direction. People always wanted to cancel restrictions and boundaries, meaning to make of myself someone which has no boundaries. Each and every time to break a new barrier. And eventually, when we now come to a state that we can, in one button, erase all of mankind. In one button, we can talk to all of humanity. We can go out to space. We can do everything. We are starting to get inside a material and also outside. In this case, that we reach such a high position, seemingly, after all these revolutions. With that, we discover how we are restricted. Limited. That is the basic thing. All of our development and advancement brings us to the great big crisis. In general, all the big revolutions that we went through, that each time we wanted to exit our limitations and boundaries, we just found we are more and more restricted. And this came to us because we discovered the boundary. We developed. We have all the means and all the opportunities, but in general, in conclusion, we don't control the most important thing, life. Here we find, because we are able to make life a bit easier, we can feel that we are even lower than people in ancient times. Because they didn't know this boundary. Now, today, we are like a human, let's say, that went through life and made a lot of things achieved a lot of goals in his life. All of these discoveries, his work, he changed a lot of things. But eventually, when he ends his life, he feels that everything he did has no purpose, has no meaning, that with that no one is happy, that his treatment to life was defected. And all his life went by like a bad dream. And it just wasted away. For what? For eventually to come to the conclusion that everything is one big loss. That is why I think these revolutions, gave us a big favor. We are now before the biggest revolution we had. I would say that today we are going to a revolution in our paradigm, our view of life. If we went through life as heroes, that must succeed and take advantage of nature. Today we start to understand that we are in a problem. We are facing a problem. We shouldn't feel ourselves above nature and try to overcome everything. It's stupidity, like small children that run around and they think they know what to do with the world. Today we're in a state we need to understand. To know nature is only if we integrate with it. What does it mean? Entering it inside of it. We see that all these revolutions, all these success, brought us to a state we are understanding we are inside nature. We can't run away from it. We can't win it and take advantage of it. But on the contrary, if we work in accordance to our opinion and not the laws of nature, we get hurt. That's why the revolution now is a very essential, the first essential revolution from its kind. That instead of us as humans are seemingly a part of nature, still vegetative, animate, and are above everything, and we can do whatever we want, whatever we wish, whatever we decide. Today we understand that basically we are inside of nature. We are in a set of rules. We are unable to escape it. All this attitude that we are above nature is just harmful for us, and we must quickly change our perception of this. This obligates us to change. This obligates us to be connected to nature, to connect between ourselves, like all the parts of nature are connected, to connect to still vegetative animate in harmony, in an integral manner. In short, just seeing nature as an upper force. And if by that, through our abilities in science, we want to cling on to nature, to be in equivalence of form with it, then we would start to feel truly, what is this force? What is this program that develops us, that we are in some kind of matrizza, like a formula? This works on us. It brings us somewhere. Through these revolutions, through this expansion, we went through a program in nature and not what we wanted to do. It was only our egoistic nature which developed through this matrix. And here we are today, standing in front of a great revolution, that is the revolution of our perception on ourselves, the world we live in, seeing ourselves as an integral part of the world, integral part of nature. And what we need is basically just to research nature, to explore nature and to learn from it. What form do we need to attain? And we have a lot of work to do. There's free choice. With that, we need to learn these systems. We need wisely to bring ourselves to scrutinize and to change. We need to find in nature forces that will help us to change in the right direction. With learning nature and ourselves, we would know where we are present. All of a sudden we will see this mechanism in nature opening up. That is the meaning of life, the essence of life. But from there we receive all sorts of orders. That there we see this program which develops this universe from the Big Bang to up to our days. And then we will see where we are developing towards. We will learn everything from it. But it's in the condition that we begin to treat nature like an upper force, like a mechanism. When you explained it, in my mind I have like a separation now, a revolution that is connected to humanity as opposed to nature. For example, agriculture revolution. As this revolution took place, people learned how to use fire, agriculture, times and seasons, to control the crops. It seems to me like the relationship between a person and a nature. How do I take advantage of nature? This is what we call the revolution of agriculture. It wasn't an agriculture revolution. It was a human and social revolution, because then humans settled the earth. Till then they were always searching for food, like an animal. Yes, they would look, who can I kill, where to find roots, maybe fruit. He was a wanderer. He didn't have a place, a home. But agriculture connected it to one place. Okay, so it restricted people to a certain place where they had crops. This is where I grow. This is one aspect of us as humanity taking advantage of nature. From that we have also technology, how to maximize and be more efficient with machinery and so on. This is one side. The other side you talked about is the fact that revolutions are basically changing the relationship and connections between us. Exactly. So what I don't understand is here. I have me and nature, and here it's humanity within itself, connections between people. That is also a copy of my relationship with nature. We are inside of nature. In accordance to how we develop, this development determines what relationship we have between us. Like I want to control Earth, I want to control people. What is this correlation? I can't understand the connection. It's like I have one side of revolutions, which is mankind in front of nature to make his life better, and then we have human connections. You can talk to historians. They will explain to you completely differently how they explain history and development. It depends on epidemics and climate changes, and all of a sudden agriculture became more advanced, and then it was profitable to have slaves because they were beneficial to me much more than I needed to feed them, and so on. We are developing in all this wide range, also diseases, climate, social structure, agriculture, taming, all of a sudden we can tame horses and we have cattle. This is in general advancing of mankind that just move forward and progress. That is why I don't want to get into it. It's a very wide and wide subject. It doesn't concern us. For us, what concerns is the fact that after all these years of development, he is facing a big problem. He needs, from all these previous stages, to learn that he is not the owner of nature. He doesn't govern nature, but the opposite is true. We feel a great loss in everything we do. We feel we cannot control our destiny. And what eventually happens is I understand I must see myself underneath nature, which I must learn where am I? And then what? And then we will start to discover the internality of nature, this program where we are, how nature works. From Greek times, let's say from Aristo days, the time of Aristo, we believe we are above nature. In generations from the Industrial Revolution, we think we are the greatest, that we are allowed to do anything, that success is only dependent on us, without taking into consideration anything else. Look what we've done with electric power, with pollution, everything. We changed all the order in nature, and now it comes back to us. Now we start to feel how these things are harming us. We chose to develop in the opposite direction of the true development. Development doesn't need to be industrial. It's not taking out of nature all these games, toys that we extract and pollute, but rather we need to develop in connecting with nature naturally. Well, maybe we would need to continue next time. Our time is up. Thank you, Rav Lightman. Thank you, Nitza. Thank you for being with us. Looking for the next revolution, something in our connection with nature. Continuing next time. Till next time. Thank you and goodbye.